All right, 1380 WPHM, it's Punschke time, and at the Detroit City Distillery, they are getting into it big time. In fact, for the third year, they have distilled a Punschke-infused vodka. Joining us right now from Detroit City Distillery, Michael Forsyth. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Paul.
I appreciate you joining us. This is this has really taken Detroit and even further than Detroit by storm, hasn't it?
It has. Punschke mania is real. I had no idea that this would take on a life of its own, but it certainly has. I think the Polish community here has really responded to it and taken some ownership of it, and it's gone wild from there.
Who came up with this idea, and what was your reaction when you first heard it?
Yeah, so this is actually the brainchild of our distiller, Steve Orzechowski. So Steve is of Polish descent, mm-hmm. and, you know, it started off as just an experiment. You know, he thought, oh, there's lots of flavored vodkas in the world. Why couldn't I make a Punschke-flavored vodka? So he went and bought some of his favorite Punschke from New Palace Bakery. Got to go with the glazed raspberry Punschke, and
there
so
go.
He distilled it, and it tasted quite delicious. And so, you know, the past 2 years, we've just done some small batches, you know, mostly for friends and family. And this year, we decided to make it available to the broader public. And it's just gone wild from there. So it's been a fun idea. You know, it's something that's uniquely Michigan. But we've, you know, sourced Polish potato vodka for this year's batch. So we're tying Poland directly into it. So it's just been a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, how many Punschke does it take to infuse all this vodka?
So when we do a batch, we distill 12 dozen, so that's 144 raspberry Punschke.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's actually quite a beautiful sight. So you have these Punschke floating around, bathing in a giant vat of Polish potato vodka, and the vodka turns like this really like beautiful like red rosé color. So we soak it overnight and then fire it up, and it tastes like a Punschke.
This is the first year that you bottled it too, right?
Well, we bottled it in the past. This is the first year that we sold it via distribution to bars, restaurants, liquor stores, and the like. So, you know, this is really the first year that we've made it broadly available to the public.
That is really cool. I want you to tell us a little bit more about Detroit City Distillery, a little bit of your history.
Sure. So the distillery is about 5 years old. We're located down in historic Eastern Market. So the business was actually started by 8 of my childhood friends. I've known all the guys, with the exception of one, since 3 years old. We all grew up in a little town in mid-Michigan called Bath.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off as a dream and somehow became a reality. And it's been great. We, you know, we all kind of grew up as farm boys. And so our passion is really, you know, making spirits using the best of Michigan agriculture from our surroundings. So we make bourbon and rye, some other whiskeys, you know, all using Michigan grain. We do a lot of gins. We're fortunate enough to be in Eastern Market. We can source botanicals from all over the world, you know, steps out our front door. And then we make a traditional vodka. And so, you know, Punschke vodka is a little bit of a riff on that. But we've just been having fun with it. We've been one of the fastest growing distilleries in the state the past 3 years. And it's been a wild ride.
What's the key to your success? What do you think it is? Is it the fact that you're all friends and you know each other so well, or is it your technique? What do you think it is that's led to your growth?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, you know, going into business with friends, you know, we've known each other since 3, so there's no surprises. We know, you know, our respective quirks and what we're good at and what we're not, and so everybody's kind of played a role. And then, you know, then really, you know, the juice is just really good. I mean, we use, you know, the best quality grain we can find. You know, we have farmers growing rye for our rye whiskey now. And so, you know, we're just trying to be who we are and not trying to be anybody else. You know,
yeah.
We love agriculture. We love farmers. We're an Eastern market. So, you know, I think we're trying to be authentic. And then, you know, too, we've embraced the brand of the city. And so that comes with, you know, a sense of ownership, right? Detroit's set the standard for American manufacturing across the world. So, you know, we really respect the craft. You know, we respect the history of the city and try to honor that and, you know, create spirits to celebrate all the good things happening down here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say it really fits in with the resurgence going on in Detroit, doesn't it?
It does. It does. A lot of good things to celebrate in Detroit right now.
Indeed. Sounds like it. One of those is the Detroit City Distillery. Where can people connect with you? Obviously, they can visit you in Eastern Market, but where else online can they find you?
Yeah, so we have a really robust social media presence. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram. We have lots of people asking where you can buy this. So we'll have some information up on our website and social media for your local liquor stores. And then, you know, we'd love to come see, you know, if you came to see us on Saturday, right? So we're releasing the Punschke Vodka this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. We're going to sell it till Punschke Day on Tuesday. Or until we run out. So it should make for an interesting few days.
Absolutely. I've already seen people posting on Facebook pictures of their bottle where they were telling where they got it. And the reviews so far have been pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. It tastes really quite delicious. I mean, you get some, the Polish potato vodka is like a really clean, crisp canvas. And so the raspberry really shines through. But you get this kind of fun pastry, sweet, sugary notes to it as well. So, I mean, it really does capture the essence of a Punschke quite well.
That's great stuff. Michael, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it, and good luck with this and all your endeavors coming up at the Detroit City Distillery.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Paul.
All right. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's right. Tomorrow's Punschke Day, so you can celebrate by buying Punschke or Punschke Vodka from Detroit City Distillery. Great stuff. It's our Made in Michigan Monday here on WPHM.